Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And today we're going to talk about how do you discipline your kids or your children? Are condiments overrated? How old should your child be before their first haircut? And then last but not least, how old should your child be before they get their first weave or their perm? Well, you know how I feel on it, but let me get more in depth. Let's jump right into it. So, how do you discipline your kids? Okay, let me just give you a brief breakdown of Mrs. D-A-B-G. We're just gonna call her Meemaw. Meemaw don't play. You know, whatever she can get her hands on, she got you. Oh, and them threats. You ain't even trying to get in no trouble, player. So that's why, if I was going to do my dirt, it's got to be at your house. And then we'll calculate it at your house so it don't get back to mine. So, with my mama, it was a series of events, When I was younger, tell me out the frame with a hand, switch, belt, shoe. Broomstick, wooden spoon, extension cord, braided switches. If you don't know what a switch is, it's one of them little tiny limbs that didn't grow up yet on the branch, on the little bush. And their favorite words was, go get my old dogwood. See, dogwood is a whole nother story, man. You don't even want to get into that. But, yeah, that was it. Told me on out the frame. Right on out the frame, boy. But then as I got older, and I just give her that look. Like, I just look back at her like, you whooping me, that ain't gonna do nothing with this leather belt. I'm scared of you. Of course, she didn't make me take my clothes off or lay across the bed, but it was still, it hurt, but I couldn't show no pain. So anyway, she just decided, I'm gonna hit you with all the way here. Take this TV, this game out your room, the radio out your room, all that. Every book that you got, you gonna bring it home regardless if you got homework or not. Okay, like I said, I walked home from school every day. Then if I ain't got no homework, put these books in your lap and put your back up against the wall and sit down. Sit down on the floor? Sit down like you're standing, like you're sitting in a chair. But forever, and until she got tired. Until she got tired of seeing me over there doing it, bro. So, yeah. Needless to say, yeah. Or she'll threaten me. I'm gonna get your boy cousins to come over here and beat you up. You don't get right. So, they like 12, 13 years older than me. I'm not even finna try to even say I can fight these dudes. These some grown men. So, I just got my grades straight. Plus, most of the time, I got disciplined by my coaches. Cause like I said, Pops wasn't really in the picture. I mean, he was. But he wasn't in the picture as far as in the heavy picture. Like, I knew who he was, all that, whatever. But most of my coaches is more disciplined than anything. So, yeah. So, how do you discipline your kids? Is it grounded? Is it a whooping? Is it a stern talking to? What is it? My mom threats. Whooping. And you on ground. You punishment. Like, you can't do none of the stuff you want to do. And you ain't going nowhere. So, yeah, that was me. What is your punishment for your children? Condiments. When I say condiments, I mean ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, relish, ranch, honey mustard. Barbecue sauce, sweet and sour sauce. Is it overrated? Just let me know. Cause low key, I grew up in a household where a pinch of salt gets you slapped in your mouth. Cause my mama took pride in what she cooked. Like, she done already added the essential seasonings and flavors that need to go to it. Don't you add nothing to my stuff. Is you really over here sprinkling salt on my stuff? Why is you putting hot sauce on my stuff. Put it back. Stop playing with me. Try it before you put anything on there. But I got people, so I know they can't eat nothing without hot sauce and ranch. I got a homie. Anything he eat, he got to eat it with hot sauce and ranch. Anything. Chicken nuggets. Hot pockets. Cereal. I'm just kidding. If he puts hot sauce and barbecue sauce in his cereal, I'm done. Then my sister, for the longest time, was ketchup. Everything got to have ketchup. Sometimes she eat a ketchup sandwich. My niece the same way with ketchup now, so I think my sister hate ketchup now that she sees her daughter do the same thing. One time, I remember I ordered her steak. It was at my other niece's birthday dinner. Ordered her steak. She asking what a ketchup. Ketchup for what? Who put ketchup on their steak? I can see A1 sauce. I don't do it because, like I said, grew up in a household. We don't put no sauce on nothing. For a long time, I wanted my hamburger with nothing on it. Just a hamburger and cheese. Sometimes not even cheese. Just a hamburger with bread. You don't want no ketchup or nothing? No, bro. I'm good. I'm just happy to have the bread and the meat, brother. But no. Then my old lady. Well, bless her heart. She gonna beat me up when she hear this episode. But she enjoys honey mustard. It's just custom for her to get honey mustard. Anytime she got fries or something like that, honey mustard. Salad, honey mustard. But she don't eat mustard. Like, there's people out there that don't eat tomatoes, but they love ketchup. Who made y'all? Who raised y'all? You like ketchup, but you don't like tomatoes. You know what ketchup made out of? I know what it's made out of, but it ain't the same thing, right? It's more processed stuff than that ketchup than just eating a regular old tomato. I get it. You like to get the processed stuff. You can't do it without your hormone-induced stuff. I get it. I really get it. But yeah, I think condiments overrated. You can't eat it plain, then it wasn't good in the first place. Young is too young to get your hair cut or get your child's hair cut. I think I can't recall my first haircut, but I want to say I was around 2 or 3. The only reason why I'm bringing this up and pressing this much, you know, Facebook is hell of a drug. And Facebook will expose you to some stuff that you thought you'd never see or never live to see, but you seen it. It didn't happen. Now Facebook has made it accessible to you. Anyways, point I'm trying to make. I seen this lady had a baby no more than 3-4 months getting the edge up. I'm like, baby girl, his hair ain't even, like, his hair is soft right there. You can't. I hope you ain't taking nothing off the top. You been done took the baby's skin off the top. Come on now. In the edge up. And then it took me back to another meme I was looking at. Like somebody. You know, you could be just crying as a baby and your foot itching or something, your back itching. You can't get to it because you don't know how to move your hands, right? They just deadly popping the pacifying your mouth and there's something itching the hell out your back. I'm talking about you can't even scratch your back because you don't know how to make your back just, you hollering at the top of your lungs because you're itching or your tag is irritating you or something like that. You never know. Or is a rash happening in your draw, in your diaper, but you can't talk, so you can't tell nobody. So now I'm sitting here getting my edge up, and the clip is burning me, and I can't tell you that if the clip was burning me or not. Yeah, my thing is, I didn't watch the whole video through. Now, did he slap alcohol on the baby forehead after he got done edging, or on the back of his neck? What did he do? Why would he do that? Why would you? How much did he charge this lady to line up a 3-month-year-old? A 3-month-old. See, I see a 3-month-year-old. See, I'm from Alabama. Hey, I'm country. You know, these ain't sentences we usually use all the time. But a 3-month-old. what's the process there? Like, what is that? Well, he had to comb the hair down and then ended up. Where's y'all going? At 3 months. Where's y'all finna take some pictures and he needed to be edged up? Is that something that he will always be proud about when he look into his photo scrapbook? When he look into the family album? Well, your edge up was always crispy. What if that barber messed his edge up and now his edge up always gonna mess up for you? That's what you can always hang your hat on. But your edge up been messed up ever since I met you, dog. I'm talking about your edge up been messed up, boy. That's a quick risk. Like, who is this baby trying to impress? What club is he going to? He need an edge up. Who is the people that co-signed with you? Like, yeah, girl, you should go ahead and get him an edge up. But no, I don't know. Until you can have a good grasp on them and they can sit in one of them booster chairs, and they can sit up right by themselves, then they can get a haircut at the big hair shop. But 3 months? No. It's just wild. So, ladies, back at you again. How young is too young for a child to get a perm or get extensions in their hair? Weave, extension, tracks, whatever you want to call it. Put a lace front on, wig on. Now, if she have a terminal illness and she has to shave her head, that's understandable. That ain't what we talking about. Now, if your mama just bald-headed, and you got it, and you bald-headed too, because your daddy low-key bald-headed too, or the baby daddy bald-headed too, then yes, please, make her look presentable on some of these days in school. Just get her the braids, simple braids, and do it like that. Some of y'all can't help it. But some of y'all out here, just building y'all lives on some little infant lives. Now y'all taking y'all life, y'all living y'all life through these infants, and y'all need to stop that. But this baby got on 27 pounds worth of weave, and they only weigh 33 pounds. You hurting this baby's back now. Stop it. It might look good on IG and on Snap, but you need to stop it. Now, cut it out. Got your baby walking through the halls like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. You need to stop. Cause when she get sent home for slapping her weave in the teacher's face, that's on you. And you also helping out the other kids when it's time to play. She's running. Somebody done grabbed her by the weave. Now you gotta go check her out because she bleeding out. And as far as the perms, I don't know. I had a perm. Fun time. But, you know, messing around with me, Mom. She done let the perm sit in there too long. My head done got too straight. So it won't even stay in braids. So I just gotta walk around with a crazy looking afro. Which is acceptable now in 2019. But boy, I got rid of all them pictures. I even took a school picture with my hair braided down. I don't think nobody gonna remember that. It was 1 year. I wanna say it was the 7th or the 8th grade. I had my hair braided. And one of the school pictures, right after the picture, I took the hair down. Then after that, maybe like a week or two later, I cut it all off. My hair was long. It just, my mama had permed it too long. So, what would be a perfect age for you to say your child can have braids? Well, weave, braids, tracks, lace fronts, wigs, or a perm? How early? How young can they be? Thank God. Thank my listeners. Thank you guys for your feedback and your input. yesterday we talked about how do you disciplinary your actions, what disciplinary action you use with your children. Are condiments overrated? How old should your child be before the first haircut? How old should your child be before the first weave or perm? On the next episode, we're going to talk about when was your first sleepover at a friend's? Or when would your, what was the first time your friends could come over and sleep over? Is college really necessary? Women in these brats challenge. And is Chick-fil-A really better than McDonald's?